Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 375 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Melody.
Hi, Pat. My name is Melody Wilding from MelodyWilding.com. I'm a licensed therapist for female entrepreneurs and professional women. And my question has to do with email opt-ins and list management. So in particular, I've been building out a lot of great free opt-ins, workbooks, and worksheets for my audience, which they have just been eating up, and it's been going great. My question is, should you set up a new list and ask people to opt in for each individual new offer? Or do you give your opt-ins away to your list without asking them to re-opt in? And I'm sorry if that sounds a little confusing, but basically, should you create a new opt-in and ask people to sign up again? Is that a barrier that might prevent people from signing up for your email list to get the new offers? I look forward to your thoughts. Thanks so much, Pat.
Hey, what's up, Melody? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. And I'm really happy to help you with this question because this is something that I've had to deal with in the past. I know a lot of other people have as well, especially considering now that this trend of building unique lead magnets for different posts, for different podcast episodes, it's getting much more popular because people are realizing that it's making an incredible difference in their opt-in rates. Instead of one universal site-wide lead magnet, which is what most people had back in the day, and still today, actually, they're realizing, and you know, people who are smart are realizing that different lead magnets work on different kinds of posts. And some posts, your universal lead magnet might not work so well, while others, it might. So the idea is to create a lead magnet that's specific for the type of content that people are reading on that particular page that they're on your website. So maybe you have a web page about the top thing, 10 things you can do at home to help yourself when, you know, going into the entrepreneurship world. Well, maybe a lead magnet is, you know, an extra 5 of that particular set of tips. So that ends up working very well, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing that too. You're using worksheets, checklists, quick start guides, bonus videos. Those things all work really well, but it becomes a headache when it comes to getting people to download these because some people have already downloaded other lead magnets. You don't really want them to have to opt in again in order to get it. So here, there are two different ways to solve this problem. The first way is to use a tool called Lead Pages. I'm an advisor for this company, just to let everybody know out there and be honest about that. And it's amazing. They have a tool, which is a digital asset delivery mechanism, which allows you to, even if people are already subscribed, when they opt in again for a particular form that you have, they will get that lead magnet and you won't have to worry about them opting in twice or worrying about them going through the thank you page and the whole subscriber onboarding process anymore. It knows that they are already subscribed to you and it'll just whoa, that was weird. Sorry. It'll just send that opt-in magnet to them. And that's it. So that's lead pages. You can use askpat.com/lead pages to check that out. But if you're using something like Aweber and you don't have lead pages or any other tool that you have, here's the solution. And I think this could work very well for most people out there. So the idea is, as you are creating these different lead magnets for these different pages, essentially, instead of having people opt into a different list every time, if you wanted to, I mean, it's pretty beneficial to do that, especially if you have just 3 to 5 buckets of you-know-who in your particular audience. And by you-know-who, I don't mean Voldemort. What I mean is your avatars. There might be 3 or 5 different types of people, depending on who you have in your audience. And based on that, you have content that's specific for those 3 to 5 buckets. And depending on what bucket you're talking to at that particular time, you have a particular list for that type of bucket. Or maybe you use something like Infusionsoft or Entreport, which can tag people based on their interests and what kind of content they're downloading from you so that you can get to know them even better and also deliver more highly tuned, very targeted content for them. But even if you don't have that highly sophisticated software, what you can do is essentially, at the end of every blog post, when you give away these lead magnets, you have an opt-in form. You have an opt-in form whether they're going to the same list or a different list, and that's fine. The way to deliver those is you deliver them on the thank you page that they end up on. And as you create more lead magnets, you put more lead magnets onto that particular thank you page. So yes, when people are brand new to your site and they subscribe for one particular when they subscribe for your latest lead magnet, for example, your latest worksheet, they're going to go to that thank you page and they're going to see all those other ones there. Now, you'll have to let them know through the emails that they get to look for that particular post. You can either date them or title them or categorize them if you want. Again, this is sort of a workaround and a little bit of a hack in terms of the delivery of this, but it makes it so that you have to do less work. So every time you come out with a new lead magnet, it essentially gets put onto a particular thank you page or a link on a new page that gets put on that thank you page. So maybe the thank you page doesn't have all of them, but you link to a page that does. And the idea is you have this one page with all of your lead magnets on it. And that's the deal. So what about your existing subscribers? Well, the deal with that is you let them know when a post comes out that you have this new post or podcast episode that's come out and you've included a new lead magnet. And you just link directly to that tool/resource page that has all those other lead magnets. And what that does is it gives a little bit of a heads up to the people who are on your list already. They already have it in their email, and likely they're not going to subscribe because they are already subscribed, and they don't need to because they can get the lead magnet from the email that they just got notifying them that there is that new lead magnet for that new post that you've come out with. Now, hopefully that makes sense. Now, what about the people who are brand new who see all this other stuff? Well, that's awesome. They're going to see how many other things you have to offer. You're going to just blow them away. And so hopefully those lead magnets do a good job of bringing people back to your website, putting them in your sales funnels or whatever, what have you. But, you know, the more content that you show that you've done and the effort that you've put in to help your audience, particularly when someone's brand new to your site and they go, wow, look at all that Melody's done for all of us here. I'm going to stick around. I can't wait till the new lead magnets come out. I'm going to dive into these older ones. And what happens is people get those other lead magnets and they're going to be blown away. And hopefully those lead magnets do a good job of bringing people back to your website to build a relationship, obviously, and also to drop them into your sales funnels. Hopefully there's a call to action at the end of each of those books, perhaps into a program or a coaching thing that you do, or maybe a product, whatever. But again, the whole idea here is just to have that one tool or resources page that your audience is going to be trained to know is going to be the place to go, which houses all of these things that you create. Brand new subscribers will land on that and they'll find what they need in particular to the post that they came from. But your existing subscribers would know to go there when something new comes out. Perhaps they're dated and the latest thing is at the top, which would make it easy for you to facilitate. People who are brand new can just kind of tie in the date or the kind of article to find their lead magnet that they're looking for. So that's how I would go about it if you don't end up getting lead pages, which just makes it a little bit easier in terms of delivery for people who already exist in your list or not. But I think this idea of a resource page, a tool page that has all of your lead magnets is a great idea, even if you have lead pages. It's just a fantastic resource. You can have calls to actions there. And if people share it, then awesome. That's great. You want as many people to see how much value you're providing as possible. And plus, when people download those things, like I said, hopefully they are driving people to where they need to go. So, Melody, I hope that answers your question, and I hope that makes sense. It can get very, very confusing if you end up building a new list for every new opt-in form. I wouldn't do that. I've tried doing that before, a new list for every lead magnet. I would have just a few lists based on those particular avatars on your website, those particular buckets, like I said. But if you do one for every single lead magnet, it's just going to get too crazy, and it's not going to be worth the effort. So hopefully that all makes sense. Melody, thank you so much for the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, thanks to the speakpipe.com widget, which allows me to collect all these voicemails from you and drop them in the show here. And again, thank you for all your questions, because this show wouldn't exist without you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I also want to give a big shout-out to Josh Shipp and everybody at Rock the Stage. I visited San Jose, and we went to a church, and we spoke in front of a number of youth speakers and youth leaders who are just making incredible changes in the world for the youth out there who need their motivation and need their help. And I just want to give a shout-out to everybody out in San Jose last week who I met, and you guys were all great. I spoke on stage. I got nothing but positive feedback, and it just was such a happy time, and I wish you guys all the best. And again, you could look up Josh Shipp online. That's with two P's, and he's amazing. He's just amazing. He's just wow. Okay, thank you so much for listening in today. I appreciate it. And today's quote comes from Stuart B. Johnson. He said, "Our business in life is not to get ahead of others, but to get ahead of ourselves, to break our own records, to outstrip our yesterday by our today." Man, that's one of the best quotes I've heard in a while. I'm going to read that again, because that's a great way to start the week. And, you know, this is the first time kind of reading this out loud. I love it. Our business in life is not to get ahead of others, but to get ahead of ourselves, to break our own records, to outstrip our yesterday by our today. How are you going to outstrip yesterday? Hopefully you have that in line. And I wish you all the best. Cheers, take care, and I can't wait to serve you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.